The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Your hosts are Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin. Today's program is designed to help you recognize how these two voices contrast each other, but can ultimately work together to help you create the best life ever. It all starts by recognizing which voice you are hearing. Now, here is Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be. I'm Dr. Nick Martin.
And I'm Reverend Linda Martin. We are happy you've chosen to join us today for our program, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. The concept of our show is about raising awareness of our own two voices.
Two voices, which are the main energies giving shape to our thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and physical experiences.
Two voices we often cannot hear because we are asleep egoically and spiritually.
Two voices we can come to recognize within the mirror of our life.
Two voices we can bring into harmony with our own voice as we hear more of what they are telling us about ourselves and God.
Two voices which can lead you to you, that better version of yourself which awaits in everyone.
Thank you for joining us today. We're so happy to share this time with you and with our guest who will be joining us in just a few minutes, Reverend Bonnie Hughes, who just happens to be my sister as well. The topic of our show today is, how are your New Year's resolutions holding up? Whether you make New Year's resolutions, or maybe you have in the past, or maybe you just don't even think about it, it's going to be an interesting conversation as we talk about why we feel the need to make resolutions, why we feel the need to make improvements within our lives or within ourselves, and do we feel that we're missing something, something that would maybe make us complete? So for whatever your reason, wherever you have been regarding resolutions and making changes in your life, we invite you to join us for this wonderful conversation with our guest once more, Reverend Bonnie Hughes, and we'll be bringing her on just in a little bit.
You know, Linda, when I was thinking about our program, this was a really difficult program for me to get ready for. I just thought back into my past, and I just have never been able to recall a resolution that I had made in any kind, even for New Year's. And I, after that searching, I just realized that it probably was a matter of just I didn't really need to make any improvements, that it was pretty much a finished product and just fine the way I am. You know, now there's no higher ego power energy than that thought. But aside from that, I did think about when ego's voice is speaking, how sometimes it can be quite difficult for people to either make a resolution, let alone keep one. And some examples that quickly came to mind, and we may talk later on or not, when people are who are living with lower ego power, a lot of times I think they often do not feel empowered to make a positive change. In most cases, you know, when we talk about resolutions, there's something about changing for the better, but sometimes people often have a hard time feeling that they deserve to make these positive changes, and as a result, they may either not make the resolution to begin with, or if they make it, they begin to feel uncomfortable because change and positiveness within themselves is somewhat unfamiliar. Mm-hmm. I know some people who have higher ego vulnerability often make many resolutions out of fear, whether it's they're going to eat right, or they're going to stop smoking, or they're going to be on time. And oftentimes they think fear as a basis for making motivation or resolutions is perhaps a starting point, but as a sustaining point, it often doesn't happen. In fact, it's likely that the resolution becomes even stressful to them, because if they don't maintain it, they feel guilt. mm-hmm. or they feel distress of it. So they say, the heck with this. I don't want to feel this anymore. I know some people with higher ego flexibility are people who may start a resolution because it was somebody else's idea. Somebody else thought, this is what you should do. This is what you have to do. And, for example, losing weight. But if it's not their idea, if it's not something that's, you know, coming from within, that it's not likely to succeed. And I think one other example are people who have come up with a resolution and it started out perhaps being fun. These are often people with lower ego vulnerability who may embrace the fantasy of the change that can take place. But when they start to get involved in the rubber hitting the road part of it, where you have to kind of show up at the gym or you have to do whatever else is involved, it tends not to work that well. Now, having said all of that, there's one resolution I had thought about, and this resolution had to do with eating more fruit. I know you've been on me for many years about that, and I thought about it, and I remember growing up as a kid, and there was always fruit in the living or dining room area that went between the living room and the kitchen. And, you know, I was thinking about this. My mother only had a ninth grade education, but she might have understood intuitively the behavioral concept of stimulus control, meaning if you make something available more readily to people, they're more likely to take part in it. I'm sure grocery stores and real estate agents know all about that. So if I were going to make a resolution into the future to be better in some way, shape, or form, I think I would start with eating more fruit.
Have you ever noticed the bowl up in our kitchen?
But it's not positioned in the right location. It's not. It has to be somewhere else. We're going to have to redesign our house so that we can do that.
I see. Well, that's very interesting that, you know, there are specific resolutions and there are more general resolutions. And you brought up a lot of interesting things for us to think about and to talk about as to why it's so difficult to make changes. Why are resolutions very difficult? You know, I think resolutions kind of in some ways put this this thing's hanging over us. It's a resolution, and it might feel a little bit heavy for some. So we this is going to be part of our conversation today. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest, Reverend Bonnie Hughes. She is an ordained spiritual minister and spiritual counselor. Bonnie has worked with the Laika shaman in the Sacred Valley of Peru and is now blessed to work with the shamanic healing energies in her work as well. She's a certified Yasui Reiki master, teacher, and certified in the rites of the Muniki healing energies. Bonnie has been working with the healing arts for many years, and she is the founder of her healing ministry, Circle of Love and Light, which has two locations in New York City and Virginia. So, Bonnie, we welcome you here today. We're very happy you are joining us.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Nick. It's such a treat and a pleasure to be here with you and to be able to reach out to those in your audience today.
Yes, we're happy to
welcome Bonnie.
Hi.
We just had something weird.
On it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's as best as I can come up with so far. You know.
I've seen the fruit in your kitchen. I know it's there.
Exactly. You've been here. You can testify to that. So, but, you know, as we were talking about what we wanted to talk about for your time on the show today, and we thought 3 years or three weeks into the new year, that's when a lot of people either let their resolutions go by the wayside, you know, determine, okay, it's too much, or they've, you know, it's becoming more comfortable for them to move through them. But yeah, we want to get into more depth about this, about, you know, New Year's resolutions or any resolution that we tend to make through the year. And
what is it about New Year's that makes us want to start to change our lives so drastically when we've had 365 days of whatever we've been doing, and then all of a sudden the weeks before New Year's we go, oh, we have to do this and we have to do that and we have to change this, and it puts a lot of pressure on us.
Right, it does. It does put the pressure on. And, you know, I know a lot of people like to think of the beginning, a new beginning. I'm going to shed the old and I'm going to start over. I'm going to, you know, make some changes in my life and create a new me. And that's where I guess the first of the year, you know, that's a great new beginning to, you know, try to get this going. But again, there's a lot of pressure involved. And many people do find that resolutions, when they determine or try to make changes, are very difficult to do.
They work for about 2-3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it falls by the wayside. That's why when you ask about what to do, I'm thinking 3 weeks in resolutions, we're resolving to change. We're resolving to do something different. We're resolving to become more, possibly. Or if you're trying to lose weight, we're resolving to become less, but to become healthier, to become more conscious. And truly, if we stop and think about it, isn't every day a new beginning?
Well, I think that's a really good point, because when I was thinking about the concept of New Year's resolution, I'm thinking inherently that's putting something off to a later time, when if this resolution is something that you are really serious about and you really need to get to work on for whatever reason you have for doing so, it would be something that starts today, any day of that 365 days. So when we kind of, I mean, the intention is good, you know, for that person to work on and improve some area, like some people who want to start eating fruit. But if the idea is just, I wouldn't wait if I were going to make a resolution for that particular date to begin it. That it's almost by definition saying, I don't have the resolve, which is the underlying need for the resolution right now. I'm going to wait till New Year's Day, then I'll have the resolve.
Right, I'll be ready then. Well, you know, a lot of cultures at New Year's, Chinese New Year is just happening, I guess, and a lot of cultures at the New Year try to get rid of debt. They try to release things that no longer serve them at the end of the old year so they can start the New Year, quote unquote, fresh, without debt. They try to pay everything off. And I always found that kind of interesting. And isn't that part of what we want to do for ourselves, is release that which does not serve us anymore?
Right. And I know Bonnie, and our families have shared New Year's together many times over the years. And one of the things that we have always done was the bowl ceremony. Mm-hmm. And not so much releasing debt, but debt, energies within ourselves that really don't serve us, taking a look at that and, you know, allowing ourselves to give ourselves permission to release that which no longer serves us. And then you feel a freedom within yourself to open to the new possibilities that have always been there for you.
Yeah, to open.
But, you know, it's, I guess the question is, what makes it so difficult for many people to make the changes that they want to see within themselves? Now, I think some of this may be, some of the changes people want to make are superficial changes.
Exactly.
And
is it really something that will be for your highest and best good? Because that's what it comes down to, isn't it? When we resolve to change something, when we make a resolution within our heart, within our mind, or however we've done it, write it down on a piece of paper, put it in your Bible. When you resolve to change something, I'm going to eat better, I'm going to start exercising, I'm going to walk more, I'm going to do whatever your list is, I'm going to make sure my family eats better, I'm going to be more organized at home. When we make these lists, sometimes we put so much, like we mentioned earlier, so much pressure on ourselves. Then we start judging ourselves. Then we start going, well, I can't do it anyway, I'm a failure, and boom, 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 and we give up.
You know, there are a couple things related to what you were talking about, and I'm thinking about the difference between what I would call the symptom, that is, I'm going to eat better, I'm going to eat more fruit, I'm going to stop smoking, I'm going to be on time, I'm going to be more organized, all these things that people start to talk about, but they're almost symptomatic, and I'm going to change the symptom. But they're often not connected to, well, what is the underlying reason for what I am doing?
And, there you go.
And how I, you know, because it's almost as if up above the surface you see the symptoms, but down beneath the ground or the roots, and that's where what's driving them to take place. And if we don't come to terms with that and understand that, we're putting ourselves in a likelihood of enhancing that we're not going to maintain the resolution, because we haven't really addressed what the underlying causes or needs or problems are that are being addressed by the symptom and by what we're already doing. We hold on. We're going to cling to it until we understand what it's about. And before we go on, we're going to go to our first break. You've been listening to Two Voices.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Many of us are trying to move forward on our life path, both humanly and spiritually. No matter who we are, we all face a significant obstacle, our ego. Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin will assist you on your life path through their books, Ego and Spirituality, The Consciousness of Ego Spiritualism, The Ego Unmasked, Meeting the Greatest Challenge of Your Life, and their forthcoming book, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Visit their websites at egoandspirituality.com and theegounmasked.com to learn more. You can also schedule an appointment with Reverend Linda for spiritual life coaching sessions, intuitive spiritual counseling, and spiritual healing. Contact Linda by going to lindammartin.net. You are worthy and deserving of living the life you were created to live. The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Two Voices. If you would like to connect with the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. Now, back to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Welcome back to Two Voices. Our topic today, again, is how are your New Year's resolutions holding up? And we are joined by Reverend Bonnie Hughes. Before our break, we were talking about some of the underlying reasons that can lead people to abandon or fail to make resolutions to begin with. And one of them I know we were talking about was how sometimes the resolution is connected mostly to a symptom or maybe I'd call it a superficial change that the person is wanting to get to. But the change is not rooted, the resolution is not rooted in some connection to the underlying reason for making it, some cause that's behind it, some need that's at work, maybe that even kept the certain behavior, whether it's the planning issue or the organizing issue or the being on time issue or the eating issue and so on. And so unless we get to that place and really fully understand more deeply what is not, why we are engaging in the behavior, there's a good chance it's going to return. It's going to come back to us. And the other thing I think Bonnie said was the stress that comes with working with a resolution and having to maintain it, that I know for people that are wrestling with higher ego vulnerability, it's as if if I don't do this thing, I'm going to feel bad. I'm going to feel guilty. I'm going to feel like a failure. And so at some point, if I just let go of this resolution, I can release the stress that I'm experiencing connected to that resolution.
Definitely. You know, why we make resolutions is a big part of whether we will succeed or not. But getting to the root of, you know, the symptom that we are trying to fix within ourselves is extremely important. You know, if you just pull the top of a weed out, the root's still in the ground and will continue to grow. And that's what we want to get to, that root, the seed that was planted in us, you know, so long ago. If we have some issues that we want to heal within ourselves, what are these connected to within ourselves?
Where does it begin? When did it begin? You know, as physical beings on this planet right now, we are affected by everything around us, our family, our children, the friends that we grew up with, our siblings, our relatives all around us, society. It all affects us, and it tells us good, bad, you don't have enough, you aren't enough, you are enough. You have this, you don't have this, and we buy into this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, something you said there is sometimes people fashion resolutions that maybe they're not the right resolution that they should be making. You know, for example, some people say, I'm going to lose weight, because that's a big one. You hear that all the time. Mm-hmm. And so why are they losing weight? And they say, well, if I lose weight, people will find me to be more attractive. And, you know, they'll desire me more as a friend or in some romantic context. And that's why I'm doing it. And the problem is that the issue that person often is experiencing is issues regarding self-acceptance. And those are being overlooked. It's as if they're saying, well, if I lose weight and change my body size or weight, people will accept me. They'll approve of me. And they may even connect that to how they can feel about themselves. The problem is that social acceptance that they're putting out there is the basis for why they can like and love themselves, or the telling themselves, if I go to 100 and blank pounds, I'll be okay, I'll be all right. That's all very faulty, and that's almost illusion. It's an illusion of unworthiness. It's an illusion of maybe separation, of inequality. That is, if I look better, I'm a better person. If I weigh less, I'm a better person. And so that catches up with that person, that isn't the basis for why we make the change. But that is where they're coming from, egoically, a lot of times.
Right. Well, if you watch cartoons or Saturday morning, the children are being inundated all the time about what they have to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beginning that happens to us, and we keep buying it. Look at the cars that are being sold now. You don't have one of these? Well, it's only. You should, for only, and you're not enough if you don't have one. It goes back to the old days when they would say, keeping up with the Joneses. You don't have to have what other people have to be who you are. You, each of us, is a child of God, and enough as we are. When we can realize that and accept it, it can make a difference in our resolutions. As Linda said, we can heal the underlying cause that makes us think we are not enough, that makes us feel like, oh, mommy would love me more, or my husband would see me prettier if I were this way. None of that matters. Mm-hmm. That's all superficial.
Right. Right. You know, you had mentioned how we feed off of our society, our environment, you know, those that we are living with. And we do. I mean, people take their lead of, you know, what would make them happy from what others tell them many, many times.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, we do have a human team around us that does feed us information, but we also have to remember that this human team that we live with, family, friends, society, works through their ego unconsciously many, many times. And so many times the information that's coming through is coming through a place of fear. And that information isn't always going to feel well. It's not going to feel good within us if we think this is our truth. But it's important, I think, for many people to understand that we also have a spiritual team. A spiritual team ready to guide us that can bring through this divine wisdom and guidance and truth that so many people need to hear. So how would somebody go about, you want to make some changes, you want to find out, you know, how you can live a happier, healthier life. How would someone go about finding and create and making this connection with their spiritual team?
First off, you want to understand any person that you're dealing with on this beautiful physical plane that we are on is coming from their own understandings. As you've mentioned, the ego, the spirit are working through them. It has nothing to do with you. So when you begin to not take things personally that someone says, whether it feels personal or not, it's still up to you whether you take it personally or not. And then you get quiet. And you ask, please work with me. You, we know the angels are always with us. Our spiritual team is always here with us. All we have to do, as Jesus told us, ask and you shall be given. Knock, the doors will open. Seek, you will find. They are there. They are there in abundance to give us an abundance of love, an abundance of peace, and an abundance of joy. And then your resolutions can begin each morning when you wake up. Use me today. Show me how I can have this abundance of love, peace, joy, wisdom, and light in my life. Please use me today.
As you say that, I was thinking about my fruit example again. And what I...
It all comes back to the fruit.
If I were going to make that resolution work for me, I thought about... My thought was looking at the fruit as the love that God is within its being, that whether it's the smell of the fruit or the taste of the fruit or the nurturance of the fruit, that God is within that fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And by ingesting and eating that fruit, partaking within that opportunity, it's an opportunity for me. It's also thinking if my resolution was going to, quote, work, I'd have to look at it as an opportunity. I couldn't look at it as a resolution, as if, oh, I have to do this or I have to make this happen, but rather embrace the opportunity that I have to experience the love that God is within the fruit, which is in part of our work, and that message is God is life, love, energy in you, and it's in all places within all living beings and things, you know, of all kinds. And so coming at that from that standpoint, that would, rather than a fear-based approach to, well, I'll eat better because you'll be healthier, that's not why I would do it. I would do it more so from the healing and I got healthiness, but with the underlying understanding that God is within that entity.
Yes. Yes. And we are embracing it. As you say, you know, you take the apple or the banana or the orange and you hold it in your hands. We, you know, often in our society, we've gotten away from grace, from thanking for the food. But what that's all about is to thank this piece of fruit or whatever you are eating for the nourishment that it is going to give your body and for the fact that you are going to partake of God.
Mm-hmm.
When you do this, and it is going to, this energy is going to flow through your very being. What a gift you're giving yourself, and what a gift you're giving the world then.
Right, right. That is something we've got, that most people have gotten away from, but just looking at whatever it is we're about to ingest in that way,
mm-hmm.
and knowing, having this knowing and understanding that God is in all things. And many times when people say that, they just think God is in people.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. One of the things I know you, Linda, have been doing and I've been trying to get out there is the caring for all of life everywhere. There is no difference whether it is a piece of fruit, a vegetable growing in the ground, any animal, any sea life, any life anywhere, the life we cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
Without some very intense microscopes, this is life. And we are one with all of this. We are connected.
Right. When we come to this awareness within our own hearts, this assists us in the changes that need to be made. And any changes then that need to be made simply seem to happen just naturally.
Organically.
Right.
Because you've gotten there. One of the things you mentioned earlier was the rites of the Moon Aki, and you and I have both done that, and Nick also, is once you have been initiated with the rites of the Moon Aki, your whole energy changes.
Yes.
Your whole understanding, your whole concept of the world,
mm-hmm.
this physical world we're on and beyond changes. You feel that oneness.
Yes, you really become so much more aware of what that really means.
Yeah.
And yeah, so yeah, definitely Moon Aki is something that can benefit anybody and should benefit everybody as we all move into this awareness.
Yeah. As all of physical life, our vibrations are rising. And as you said, organically, things will start to change that need to. We will release that which no longer serves us. A small step to take for people who are struggling with some of this is, okay, go through a drawer and get rid of what's no longer serving you, what you don't need anymore. Go in your closet. If you haven't used it for 2 years, pass it on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
These kind of things.
Exactly. People don't realize the connection that as we release physical things that no mm-hmm. longer serve us. You know, there are many people, I mean, there are shows on TV called Hoarders, you know.
Oh, I know.
There are many people that keep things that, you know, I'm going to use this someday. And of course, a good rule is, well, if I haven't used it in the last year, it's time to let it go. It can maybe serve somebody else.
Yes.
And when we take care of the physical things, it really does have an effect on our emotional and spiritual and mental self as well. We need to take another break right now. So we thank our listeners for joining us today on Two Voices, and we'll see you back here in just a couple minutes.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Many of us are trying to move forward on our life path, both humanly and spiritually. No matter who we are, we all face a significant obstacle, our ego. Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin will assist you on your life path through their books, Ego and Spirituality, The Consciousness of Ego Spiritualism, The Ego Unmasked, Meeting the Greatest Challenge of Your Life, and their forthcoming book, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Visit their websites at egoandspirituality.com and theegounmasked.com to learn more. You can also schedule an appointment with Reverend Linda for spiritual life coaching sessions, intuitive spiritual counseling, and spiritual healing. Contact Linda by going to lindammartin.net. You are worthy and deserving of living the life you were created to live. Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Two Voices. If you would like to connect with the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. Now, back to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Welcome back to Two Voices and our guest, Reverend Bonnie Hughes. We're discussing revolutions and how are your resolutions holding up? So we have been discussing the idea of when we clear clutter out of our physical lives, how that can really make a difference in our own emotional, spiritual, and mental self as well, because we can hold clutter in many ways. But, you know, Bonnie, you've shared the story of when you were a little girl and you weren't feeling well, what our mom would have you do.
She was very clever. You know, she was a quiet-spoken kind of mother, but very loving. And when I wasn't feeling well, she'd take me to a drawer, one of my drawers, not hers, and it was my job to clean it out.
Mm-hmm.
I would get rid of the stuff. You know how you throw things in a drawer, especially when you're a kid, and you've got all these rubber bands and stones and flowers and stuff like that in a drawer. And she would have me go through it. She wouldn't guide me. She would have me do it. And then I would have a nice, neat drawer to start over again. And isn't that kind of what a resolution is, releasing that which no longer serves us?
Right.
So that we can function to our highest and best good and assist others, because that's what we're here for.
Right. As we had talked about the bowl burning ceremony that we would do on New Year's Eve, and to mm-hmm. release, energetically release what no longer serves us. And when you release, it's like clearing out that drawer. You clear out the drawer. And how does it make you feel, you know, when you get rid of the junk?
Feels good, yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah, you have a clean feeling within you.
Uh-huh.
You feel lighter. You feel freer. You know, you've released the things that you've been holding on to that really are not serving you anymore. In fact, they're cluttering up your life. And so when we energetically can do that, we are creating this place to work from that opens us to the possibilities. Now, we touched upon this earlier, and I'd really like to get back to it, that we talked about how we have our human team with us, our family, our friends, and sometimes the information that we're being fed by them isn't always for our highest good, and that's not intentionally. That's just, as you said earlier, that's people can only work with what they know and where they're coming from.
Right, their understandings.
But when we can tune into our own spiritual team, and this is what we really want to stress, that every single one of us has a spiritual team that is ready and willing to work with us. Share with us a little bit about this, and how does it work, and how do we really make this connection?
First of all, understand that the spiritual team doesn't have the ego that we're talking about that physical people have. The spiritual team is pure love, just pure love. So they truly are here to support, to love us, to be here for us, and to connect with them. Take moments. You don't have to spend hours in meditation. Start your day again. Use me today. Walk with me today. Show me how I can be of service right now, today. And you will be surprised at the difference you feel as you go on your journey then through the day. It's important for us as physical beings to realize that first and foremost, we are spiritual beings in physical bodies. And when we connect with that truth, we are not a physical person that once in a while has a spiritual adventure or understanding. We are first spiritual beings in a physical body. Jesus talked about our bodies as the temple. It's the temple in which our spirit resides. So when we understand that we are spirit within these physical bodies, it's easier then to tune in and connect with our spiritual team. And it just makes this whole journey that each of us is on so much lighter, so much easier, and so much more joy-filled.
Right.
You know, Bonnie, as you were talking about that, I was thinking of how often when people are working with things like resolutions or change or improvements, that it's for them, oftentimes, it's purely a human undertaking, that they are only drawing upon their human, quote, resources to do it. And what you're speaking to is the importance of drawing upon and working with and connecting to the spiritual resources that we have available to us that often are not understood or ignored. And that's, I think, part of the spiritual awakening that you're referring to, you know, that we have to do.
When we, the more aware we become, the more tuned into it we become.
Right.
I'm sure you have, all, both of you have seen it with clients where when that little thing clicks and they go, oh my gosh. And all of a sudden their life changes. It goes straight instead of left or right. And it makes such a difference. Now, because we are in a physical world, we may end up going left or right again, but ask for help. We are not walking alone, and that's what's so important to understand.
It definitely is. And I know one thing you do, and I know I've done with clients as well, very, very simple thing to help get yourself on the right track for yourself is when you first wake up in the morning, and you've said this quite a few times, ask, how may I be of service? How may I be of service today for the greater good?
Yes.
Instead of waking up and thinking, oh, I got to get out of bed. Oh, I have to do this. I have to go there. I have so much to do. You know, when you can wake up and just begin with that energy shift within your mind, that can create a whole new path before you.
Use me today. Use me now. Use me today. Walk with me. You know, living in New York City, and we are right in central New York, often, well, every time I leave this building, I ask the angels, and Archangel Michael is the Archangel of Protection. So I ask Michael to bring his team with him and to keep me upright, to keep me safe, to keep me walking and with purpose and love and to be aware of others out on the street. Because I can get in a mode where I'm going from point A to point B and forget who's in the way. And that's not a good mode to get into.
As you're talking about the connecting up on the spiritual realm to what's available to us, I'm thinking about one of our primary, I guess, core messages is the notion that God is love, life, energy, and you. And how important it is to start looking more closely at things from that vantage point and really beginning to see the godness within all of that. You know, we've talked about how life could not be without God's presence within it. nothing could exist, whether it's a plant or a person, you know, an animal, that God's within there, and that the energy that God is empowers truth and transformation available within us. But we need to connect up to that. That the love that God is, it's unlimited, it's unburdened, it's connective. That all of that is what we're referring to as what we connect up with and develop our spiritual awareness and understand those spiritual resources that are available to us. Something that we're saying is oftentimes the egoic energy and the egoic voice is sort of in some ways blocking out. That, and the more we remain unconscious egoically, we miss a lot of that stuff. So one person can look at the apple or the orange or whatever and see a round piece of something with a color on it, and and that you can chew on it. And that's it. That's all it is, you know.
Right.
And it might make me feel like filled up, but there's more to it. But it's up to you to choose. And we talk about the gift of creating life, which is your ability. You can create the life you want to live within. You can create the energy you want to be. And so you can choose to see it as one thing, or you can choose to see it another way. And the thing is, the latter one, it really opens us up to a divine truth that we have not been witnessing. We kind of get locked into our own version of human truth, often removed by illusions we referred to earlier, and it's consumed with belief and not even human truth, and fail to recognize divine truth.
Right. Right. We get caught up in that whole physical understanding. Mm-hmm. And when we can step back and say, I am more, I am love, I am a child of God.
And I think that's why at the very beginning of the program, I references to the lower ego power, because the way we do that is different for different people. It's not the same issue for, you know, different people. It's very different for different people, whether that person who's wrestling with lower ego power or the person who is wrestling with higher ego vulnerability or so on, that it's the energy that they're living in that they must work to tune into as a way to understanding what may be thought of as resolutions or as opportunities.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's as simple as allowing yourself to open your heart to ask and then to be still and feel the love that will begin to flow into you. And I think what's even more, what's important as well, as to allow ourselves to ask for the things that will give us joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many people feel, you know, they need to do specific things because that's what they're supposed to do. But understanding that this life was meant to be joy-filled.
Yes. We're here to help one another. We're here to live in love.
Right. And in this is experiencing joy and pleasure in just living your life and not getting caught up in the have-tos, because that's what you believe life is about.
Right.
So it's lightening your energy, raising your vibration, and not getting down on yourselves because things aren't working out. And, you know, you feel you're not in control. When we open our hearts and our minds to something more than who we think we are, then we begin to receive the divine blessings and the divine wisdom and guidance that is available to us.
When we release fear.
Yes. We always have that choice of love and fear. And
so
we're going
people,
to need...
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So many people go to work doing jobs that they hate so that they can get stuff they don't need.
Right. Right.
And when we realize, I mean, if you have a job you're doing, do it with love, whatever it is. Whatever your job is, do it with love. There are no small jobs. There are no big jobs. It's all here to support one another. And as you do it, connect with people you pass. Look in their eyes. Give them a smile. Hello. Whatever it takes to let other people know you see them.
Right. We always have that choice of love and fear and seeing God within all things.
Yes.
And we're going to need to take another break right now, and we'll be right back in just a few moments.
Music.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. Many of us are trying to move forward on our life path, both humanly and spiritually. No matter who we are, we all face a significant obstacle, our ego. Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin will assist you on your life path through their books, Ego and Spirituality, The Consciousness of Ego Spiritualism, The Ego Unmasked, Meeting the Greatest Challenge of Your Life, and their forthcoming book, Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. Visit their websites at egoandspirituality.com and theegounmasked.com to learn more. You can also schedule an appointment with Reverend Linda for spiritual life coaching sessions, intuitive spiritual counseling, and spiritual healing. Contact Linda by going to lindammartin.net. You are worthy and deserving of living the life you were created to live. The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Two Voices. If you would like to connect with the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. Now, back to Two Voices, Ego and Spirit.
Welcome back to Two Voices with our guest, Reverend Bonnie Hughes. Our topic that we have been discussing today is, how are your New Year's resolutions holding up? But we've been going a bit beyond that in discussing how to utilize the energies within us, how to create and work with our own spiritual team, connecting with our own spiritual team that can assist us in the process of moving through change, healing, releasing what no longer serves us. And Bonnie, before we went to break, you were talking about, you brought up the idea that we always have a choice to work from a fear-based foundation or a love-based foundation. And what a difference that can make.
What a difference. What a difference. Yeah. We are beings of love and light. And when we totally connect to that, it makes a difference. Fear. There's a program called AA a lot of you probably have heard about. And one of the things that I've heard they teach is fear is false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. And when you break it down to that and you realize that most of our fears are based in just beliefs that might happen, not reality. Mm-hmm. We can release fear from our lives. We can change. We can step forward fearlessly.
Right. Yeah, it's always a choice. It's one thing I know you and I both do is assist people in releasing the beliefs of fear within themselves and coming to see the illusions that so many people carry with them. And as we were talking about resolutions and how people want to make changes, how sometimes it's on a superficial level and where this might come from, we're getting into the idea that it's deeper than that. You know, the changes that we make will naturally and organically come about when we make the changes within ourselves that allow us to connect to the love of God that is within us and within all things, all things.
Right. When we realize our oneness with all of life everywhere. You know, I recently read how these amazing microscopes look at the atom. And when you look at the atom, or a molecule first, you look at a molecule and it looks like the solar system. Then you break it down into the atom, and it looks like the solar system. Then there's a smaller measure, which is called a quark. And guess what it looks like? The solar system. Mm-hmm. This is what we're made of.
Right.
We are one with all of life everywhere. We all have this as our basis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the sounds that you use with the crystal bowls, that I use with the crystal bowls, affect people so profoundly. Because
right.
It works with that vibration of our little solar systems within us. Like the old story, Horton hears a who.
Mm-hmm.
On the deck.
Exactly. Yeah, there's it's that unity and coming to see the bigger picture and not getting caught up in our small little picture that we believe is real.
Right.
And this has been a wonderful discussion that we've had today. I want you, Bonnie, now to share with our listeners a little bit about yourself, how people can find you, you know, how they can reach you, and anything you want to share with our listeners today.
Thank you. When you said how they can find me, I think of that song, I Once Was Lost and Now I'm Found. I do live Midtown, New York at 43rd and 9th. My phone number here is 212-563-2377. I have a home down in Virginia on the Eastern Shore. The number there is 757-824-5317. And the simplest way to reach me is via my email, my account, my website. It's Bonnie, B-O-N-N-Y, Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, .com. Again, BonnieHughes.com is my website. And my email is just as easy. It's BonnieHughes@Verizon.net. So I look forward to hearing from those of you who are listening. I'd love to get your feedback. And if you have questions or anything you'd like to know, please visit my site. And I'd be more than happy to answer questions. I appreciate your time. And Linda and Nick, thank you so much for this opportunity.
It's been a joy to have you on. If there was one thought you wanted to leave us with, what would that be?
Each day, make a resolution to be the best you can be at that moment in time and stop judging yourself so harshly. Walk in love. Let your love flow and let your light glow wherever you go.
That's very nice. Beautiful.
Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate all the thoughts that you've shared with us and our audience.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
So we thank you, our listeners, for joining us today. As we move towards the end of our program each and every week, we like to create a sacred space where we can each move into our heart center. Moving into our heart center allows us to be still and to come into the knowing that we are one. Just breathe deeply now, slowly and deeply, and when you exhale, exhale slowly and completely. Here within your heart is your sacred space, a space where you can come to at any time, any moment of the day, a space that is safe. Here you can come to know the sacredness of you. You are a sacred being of love and light. Within you is the love of God. Within you is the light of God. For you are one within this energy. Breathe slowly and deeply once more, exhaling slowly and completely. And just be still for a moment. Be still and know that all is God, and you are within God. God is within you. Feel your body relaxing, just letting go of stress and tension. Relaxing into this peace. Relaxing into this sacredness. You are enough, just as you are. A sacred being. A beloved child of God. Breathe deeply and feel the unity that is present. You are one with the infinite light of our Creator, one with all there is. All that you have done, all that you have experienced, does not determine your worthiness. You are worthy and deserving of all the goodness, of all the joy, of all the abundance the universe has to offer. You are enough just as you are. Breathe deeply once more, fully, and exhale slowly, completely. Feel the peace that is present here now. Feel the sacredness of who you are. Be the light that you are. Let your light shine and radiate from you. Be of service today and every day in all that you do. Stand in your light. Walk in your truth. May peace and tranquility fill your heart and mind, now and always. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us today on Two Voices, Ego and Spirit. And until next time, remember to listen for your two voices.
Thank you for joining us for Two Voices. Please join Reverend Linda and Dr. Nick Martin again next Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Seventh Wave. And until next time, remember to listen for your two voices.